Kelim perchovim u'mishnah beis. Elu tmein mishum merkav. We've said numerous times, tumas medris is anything that has some oifin of yeshiva and it becomes an avatoma. Doesn't become a makabel tumah as a kli, which will become a rishon l'tumah from a sheretz, or from, let's say, from negia zov. When the zov sits on it, zov v'chaverov, that is, so then it becomes a tumah source and it becomes an avatoma itself. That's tumas medris. Elu tmei mishum merkav. Merkav is one oifin of tumas medris. Any kli which is miyuid l'rechiva gabi me'emo is nitma v'tumas azov v'chaveru. Zoriz ha'ashgaloini is some type of belt that was put onto the animal. V'yachvoishes chamoiroi, the targum says, means v'zoriz yos chamoiroi. Put this strap on. And in Ashkelon they would make this type of chagura from eight. So it's called the zoriz ha'ashgaloini. Mavashim say. The Roichiv sits on this Chagura, but we don't look at it as the category of Moshul, because any type of sitting, which is Bepisuk Raglayim, a person sits down on something, he sits down Myushivdik with both legs together. That's the Tzuris HaYeshiva. Sitting together on something where the legs are separated, because it's Derech Rechiva, is another category. And then you need a bazunder exes hakosim chol amerkav asher yikov alav azov yitmo in the parasha of tumazov. So that's why it goes under a separate category of merkav. The outcome is the same. So it's an avatum. So zoriz ha'ashgaloini is the first one. Medoicha hamodis is some type of medoicha. Is always a pestle that's used to grind spices. So this was something that was used in modai. It's a big piece of wood. It's wide, it's thick, and one sits on it and he grinds it with the feet. So again, since he sits on it, it's not a moishav, it's a merkav. Avitshol gomol, this is some type of pillow that's put on a gomol. Bikar ha-gomol in Bereshis Perek Lamed Aleph is, the targum is bavito de gamla. So again, it's merkav, not moishav. Tapiton shel sus, this was the kli, the kli that was used to sit. The roichiv sat on the saddle that was sat on a horse. So then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosi Omer af tapiton shel sus tomei mishum moishov mivnei she'imdum alav bekumpoin. So he says it's not only atz merkav, it's atz moishov also, because it sat on lav dafka when riding, but also somebody that's stamp sitting on a horse, but it's a kumpoin, is the Mavashim Taich, is a like a show, a competition, where the noblemen show off their riding skills. It's lavdafka only when it's being ridden on. It's oimdimalov, they stand up and they ride, it's like a psazah, daredevil type of thing. So Mela, since it's stood on, it's like a mat that one stands on, that's already a moishov, not only a merkav. Aval ukov shel noko, a noka you have in the Mishnah Shabbos also is a female gomel. So that's only worn derech rechiva. So that's tami mishum merkav. That's not tami mishum moishav. Mishnah Gimel, the obvious question. We're trying a Mishnah based to differentiate between merkav and moishav. Ma ben merkav and moishav. What's the difference? Merkav cholak magoy mimasoy. Merkav has a different halacha legabe carrying it and legabe touching it. Umoishav lecholak magoy masoy. We're talking over here biyachas to the gzeres hakosuf in the parasha. Ish asheyiga bimishkovoy yichabes begodov. Yichabes begodov always means that he's mitame, he's nitma, and he's mitame. A regular person, a person who touches something which is a avatom, touches, for example, a sheretz. So he becomes a rishon. A rishon is not mitame kelim. The begodim shalav don't become tame. If we see him as an avatumus, he's metame begod mishalov. So the pasuk says, "Isha sheyiga b'mishkov yichabes begodov." That tells us clearly that the mishkov of azov, the mishkov azov, it's referring to over there, becomes tame as an avatum. V'chol amerkav sheyiku v'alov azov yitma v'chol anegeya yitma ad'orev, which means who atzmoi b'loy begodov. only by when a person carries it, Mishum Masa Hanoisei Oisom, Yichabes Begodis. So this is one of the examples we have by Tumas Sheretz also, where there's a chilik between Noigeya and Noisei. Noisei is a more Tumas Chamuro, and that the person clearly delineates by Merkav, but not by Mishkav. So that's the answer to the question of Merkav LaMishkav, LaMoishav. Merkav Cholok Magoy Masoi, Moishav, both of them are now Batum LeCholok Magoy Masoi. Okay, so that's the cloud, so that's a kosov. Tapis Shel Chamor, the Mishnah goes back to different types of utensils. This was some type of wooden contraption, which is like a ladder, sort of. It's put on the back of the Chamor, and it's used to hold on whatever the Chamor is schlepping. Shehu Yoshev Aleo, he does sit down sometimes on it. Betzim, it's made for carrying loads. It's not made for a person. If he sits down on it, Tahoira, it's not Ru'uya Be'etzim, Le'yeshiva, not Le'rekiva. Shino Bo'os HaNekovim, he changes the place where the holes in the Etzim are, so Mela, now it's more Ru'uya Le'yeshiva. Oishepetzim Zelotachzeh, or he put the wooden slats in a way that now becomes more royally yeshiva. So then Tmeir, you change it, becomes Merkav. It's not Moshev, but it's Merkav.